Hello, world. Welcome to my show. This is Janet Kaleri, your host and life coach of Sight for Sound Life Coaching. When I see things as they truly are, I make sound choices in life. And today we're going to be talking about abundance consciousness, operating from workable positions rather than from fear. And in a few minutes, I'll introduce my very, very special guests who are very influential in my life. And if you want to find out more information about me, you can go to sightforsound.com, sightforsound.com. So do you live with an attitude of abundance or lack? And would you like your life to be more workable? Maybe you'd like to have a sense of control in these fascinating economic times. And I use the word fascinating, which is a consciousness of abundance, rather than these horrible financial times, these horrible times. Focusing on what is working is very helpful in making your life workable. I've got a new book out. It's called Me With Me. It's available in ebook form, and next week it's going to be available in paperback. So stay tuned for more information, and if you'd like to find out more, just email me at janet@sightforsound.com. I suggest giving to yourself a little gift in buying this book, Me With Me, because it's all about giving to yourself first. And giving to yourself first is a selfless act of love. I liken it to the oxygen masks on the airplane where the attendant says, put your oxygen mask on yourself first before assisting others. So that is precisely what my book is about. And my book is inspired by many personal experiences in my life, and one being a few years ago when I attended, again, this amazing one-week experiential course in leadership and personal development called 21st Century Leadership. And a few years ago, I thought I hit rock bottom. And Lori and Phil, who are my special guests today, and I'll introduce them in a minute, they worked with me for this week and many others. The message I got was, Janet with Janet. Be Janet with Janet. Get Janet with Janet. And that's precisely how I got the name of my book, Me with Me. Because I'm as good to others only to the degree I am with myself. So the more I give to me, not in a selfish way, I'm not talking about the selfish way, I'm talking about being good to myself, valuing myself, respecting myself, knowing myself, and then I just have that much more energy, that much more knowledge and love to give to others. Oh, and I forgot, I'm giving away free stuff today. Free stuff. I'm giving away my newly published book in the ebook form and to all of my listeners as a thank you. So between now and the end of the show, just email me, janet@sightforsound.com, and I will send the ebook to you in a PDF format. And that's a way of thanking all my listeners. I really appreciate having this radio show. And, you know, it's free coaching. So why not call in toll-free 877-876-5227 from Canada and the U.S. 888-815-9756 and direct line is 530-876-3222. And as always, I encourage you to call in. You can ask questions, share your thoughts. It's free coaching, and your voice is important. So my guests today are Lori Marcoux and Phil Holcomb. Lori Marcoux is the founder and president of Extraordinary Learning. She has over 20 years of facilitation and coaching and sales and marketing. And Phil Holcomb is the author of a wide variety of workshops, many of which I have attended and have created amazing value from. And Phil's known for his clear and direct communication, as is Lori, straightforward, and that's really what I appreciate about the both of them, is they're amazing mirrors, really amazing mirrors of my truth and who I am. Whether I like it or not, there's great value in seeing who I am because my life works better the more that I know myself. So I am so excited and happy to introduce Lori Marcoux and Phil Holcomb. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Hi. It's so good to hear your voices.
Likewise.
And you're up in Seattle now?
We're in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying the overcast weather, but it's a bit sunnier talking to you today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
Not that the learning ever ends, but I think it's a great exclamation point on that particular lesson.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Indeed. How do I get a copy?
Well, I can send you a free ebook, and then the paperback is coming out next week.
Excellent.
And you can order it from createspace.com. I'm going to be sending out the link. It's kind of like an Amazon.com online shopping. So that will come out next week, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, thank you. Well, you have both helped me shape me into who I am today, and I have deep gratitude for the both of you, as well as Judy Revell and Randy Revell and Elizabeth Revell and all my teachers. And this book, really, it was inspired from that course a few years ago. And that Janet with Janet, just it really sticks with me. I hear your voices often in my head.
I hope it's saying that.
So, welcome. And we're going to talk about abundance consciousness today, operating from workable positions rather than from fear.
Well, especially in this day and age with the media and everything else that I think is contrary to abundance consciousness. I think right now the media is encouraging people to look through a different frame than I would prefer people look through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with that, Lori. So what is your frame?
Well, my frame is to stay abundance conscious versus buying into what the media is saying and any negative. I don't want people buying into negative messages in general. For now, the topic is about abundance. But my frame is positive, fun, joyful. Any positive frame I may choose over the negative is my preference and what I encourage people to do. Versus operate by fear. And I know some people are selling off stocks and getting really panicky and what next. And I think it doesn't serve me to look through the world that way and through that frame. So an abundance frame is having faith that there is an abundance of possibility and opportunity, and there's millions of people out there for me to connect with and do well with. And I think that frame is my preferred frame versus some people thinking there's scarcity out there. And I think that's what the media is suggesting. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's what some people are buying into.
Right. And your abundance frame works really well for you, I think, and the people that you teach. So what are your thoughts on that, Phil? Oh, I think we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Janet. This is Natalie calling from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
I'm pretty great. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Hi, Nat.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Phil.
I think I recognize your name, Natalie McGee.
Well,
I recognize your name, too.
I thought I'd call in with a question.
Sure. What is your question?
I was thinking about the abundance consciousness and about right now in the winter season, how I'm bombarded with messages about it being flu season. And I'm being asked to take flu shots. And around me, there are a lot of people who are sick and blaming it on the kids and the petri dishes that they are. And I'm just wondering, how may I try on a sense of abundance consciousness in protecting myself from just the common flu virus?
Well, that's a very good question, Natalie. I have one idea about that. For me personally, I have not been sick for about 10 years. I've had maybe a couple of like 2-day colds or something, and I had depression and I had many different types of health problems. But since I have a new frame on life and a sense of ownership of myself, which is the opposite of the victim role, my body has been that much healthier, because a lot of people think when they're sick or you know, this is going to happen to me if I don't do this, they get into a victim mentality, and what they think is that the body is controlling them. And I say that if there's something going on with my body, that's just a message. It's a clear message that I've got to make some kind of shift in my thinking, in my mindset. And once I do that, my body goes back to health. So what do you think, Phil and Lori, on that one?
I'm waiting for Lori to weigh in.
Yeah. I was barely hearing what she said, but I think the question, what I did hear is, I think I heard you ask, how does the abundance frame work with the flu virus that's out there? Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that what I heard? Okay.
Did you hear Janet's answer?
I did hear Janet's answer. I heard Janet clearly. I wasn't hearing Natalie very well.
Okay.
Well, I think there's an abundance of risk out there, too, if I'm not careful, quite honestly. And I want to focus on the abundance of solutions and an abundance of things that I may put in place, that I may be my healthiest. Again, I choose the frame that I have on life, whether it's an abundance frame or another. I also choose what to focus on through that frame, whether it's an abundance of negative stuff going on or an abundance of good stuff going on. And how I'm going to take care of myself, so I'm doing my best and my people are doing their best. So through the abundance frame, I'm looking for an abundance of good things and healthy ways to take care of myself and not be prone to get the flu virus. I really think whatever I think about the most is what's going to happen. And if I think about the flu virus enough, there's a higher chance of me contracting it than thinking about good health and doing everything it takes to be abundantly healthy.
Yeah, because I usually will manifest what I focus on.
Absolutely. I've done that. I'm really careful what I think about.
Yeah.
If I have one thought that's a negative thought, I want to have a lot of good thoughts to compensate for that one.
Indeed. Does that answer your question, Natalie?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Oh, well, let's hear from Phil, please.
Wash your hands a lot.
That's true. That's a really good solution. Absolutely.
Well, it goes to the whole issue, I think, going way back to the beginning of this conversation. So I think that I have a choice about how I frame my world, and my intention is to create a certain quality in my experience of life, a joyful, positive, constructive quality of life, full of contribution and strong relationships. With that said, I also am unwilling, I think it's unwise, to turn a blind eye to what seems to be real around me. And so lots of people have the flu, people are losing their jobs, credit is less available, some people are struggling. And so I don't want to diminish the reality of any of that. I simply don't want to voluntarily join those ranks. And the place it begins is with the way I am framing my life and how I am thinking. And if I frame my life from a place of resistance and fear, then that's likely what I'll create. And if I frame my life from a position of strength and opportunity, then that's likely what I'll create. So long as I take constructive action in those directions, it's more than just being mindful and having a positive frame. So, Nat, view yourself, adopt a frame of abundant health for yourself and others, and wash your hands a lot.
That's great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, great. Go ahead.
I was going to say, great show, and thanks for this really insightful topic.
Thank you so much for your call, Natalie.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Bye, Natalie.
Send in for the book,
Bye-bye.
Nat.
Oh, yes, I will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Natalie. Yeah, you know, I was thinking in the last few minutes that perhaps some of the listeners might think that the topic of abundance has only to do with money, and we're speaking of abundance of everything in life. You know,
absolutely, in general.
It's manifestation
of the good things specifically, actually.
Yep.
Well, you know, if I generally have a frame of abundance, meaning there's enough available for me and you to have a positive experience of life, even when one area of my life, when I experience more challenge than usual in that area of life, it's an opportunity to strengthen and enjoy even more wealth in another area of my life. If I'm feeling challenged financially in these uncertain times, that's an opportunity to experience more abundance in my relationships, in my physical or spiritual well-being, whatever I elect.
That's great, Phil. It's a great share. I think we might have another caller.
Wow.
Caller?
You do.
Hello?
Hi, it's Jackie Reed calling from Vancouver.
Jackie, it's been years.
Yes, how are you?
Jackie Reed, would you just turn the volume up on your voice just a little bit, Jackie?
I think it's fun hearing from our graduates.
Yeah.
I know.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Good. How's that wonderful tribe of yours, your husband and two kidlets?
Excellent. Excellent.
Good.
And that's what my question is about today.
About
okay.
Having an abundance of children?
Yeah.
I don't recommend looking through that frame. But I'm biased.
Yeah, really. Go ahead, Jackie.
What is the one thing I can do, what is the most important thing I can do as a parent to teach my children an abundance mentality?
Remind them of all the great things. Every time a child comes up with something that I judge as a negative point of view, I would reinforce the positive or the opposite.
Exactly. Offer them alternative ways of looking at when they express uncertainty, doubt, or fear, which are very common reactions for all of us, even people who are skilled at building their own frames, when they express them, rather than saying no or it's not like that, offer them alternative ways of viewing the situation. conversationally offer them to the alternatives rather than command and control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the command and control reminded me of control. Some people, especially kids, may not feel like they have a sense of control, and or people may feel like they don't have a sense of control. And what I do is remind them that they have choice, that they have choice in every moment. And that gives people a sense of control and power, not the ego power, but...
Well, even when I heard Phil use the term uncertain times, which is out there, that's the term that's being used a lot, I have a choice of having certain times and creating certain times. I don't need to buy into this uncertainty. I may choose an abundance of certainty and make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie?
Yeah.
You there?
Is Jackie still there?
I am.
Did we lose
I
you?
Am. No,
she's here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, I think I know you know this, you and Bryce, but if you yourself or Bryce as a parent are experiencing anything that you would consider to be a lack of abundance consciousness, or you think your particular worldview or frame is skewed in the moment, then, you know, lock yourself in a room till you change your mind. Because if there's one thing that's certain, it's that both of your kids, even at their very early ages, have absolute permission to parrot you, to adopt the same frames and mindsets you have. And so the ones you want to demonstrate to them are the ones that you think are the healthiest. And when you're struggling with your own doubt, then that's something for you to resolve privately, because by the time your children are 6 or 7 years old, they will have adopted most of your frame.
Right.
How old are they, Jackie?
3 and 9 weeks.
Nine weeks.
Goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there going to be a third?
Pardon me?
Is there a third?
No.
No?
Okay. There's surgery in my husband's future.
So be careful how you adopt an abundance consciousness around
I don't know if he wants that on the radio show, Jackie.
Oh, well, too late.
Oh, we're all friends. We're all connected.
Congratulations on your book, Janet.
Thank you so much, Jackie. It's so good to hear your voice.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for your call.
Take care.
Well, we're hearing from 21st century leadership graduates. How fun is that? And what? Jackie lives in Canada as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad we have a Canadian number, which is 888-815-9756. In the U.S., 877-876-5227. Wow. It's so exciting to have you here on the show, Lori and Phil.
Well, I'm just letting you direct the conversation, whichever direction you want it to go. I think you have a plan.
Well, I usually have a plan, and in most of my shows end up being very spontaneous and sort of like a domino effect where we talk about one thing and then it goes to another. And I know you and Phil have great insights on consciousness in and of itself and workable positions. And
let's go to that theme for a second.
Workable positions?
Well, back to the whole abundance and the whole, you know, here in the United States and in Canada as well, lots going on. There's not just the economic instability, if that's an appropriate term. In the United States, we just had an election. And
yay.
So lots of people have much hope wrapped around the results of that.
Mm-hmm.
Canada just had an election, and is about ready to have another one. They're in a bit of political turmoil now in the federal level. And So people are often waiting for some external event to occur to, with the thought that somehow the quality of their experience of life will be improved. And Lori and I take the position in terms of workable positions that waiting is not the solution. So we're going to have a new political administration, and people are hopeful about that. But if, you know, I want to be the master of my own life, and now's the time to start. Ultimately, nothing that happens in Washington, D.C. or in Ottawa is really going to affect my experience of life. Certainly, my life may be impacted to some degree or another, but the extent to which I feel really alive, motivated, directed, hopeful, joyful, those are all personal choices I make independent of what's going on around me. And really, that's what we mean by the idea of abundance.
Indeed, so, and I think we have another caller.
Good.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
That sounds
hello.
Like Richard Stanton.
Is yes. this Richard?
Yes, hello, Janet, Lori, Phil.
Hi, Richard.
Hi there. Is there some way I might hear the speaker?
Yeah.
Calling in. I hear Phil really well, and I hear you, Janet, but I'm not hearing the person calling in very well.
Okay.
Is that a general statement or something that I could do better?
Speak a little louder, and as Don, my producer, hears us, maybe there's something to do.
Okay.
What's your question, Richard?
Great that everyone's all together, and I can hear everyone, three of my favorite people.
Yay.
And I have a question for whoever will want to take it. And I'm involved in designing websites or in general context written word. So since an abundance consciousness exists for other people in speaking or in written word, what can you say about specifics about how to convey abundance?
And
well, I have a thought on that
I did
that
hear
one.
About the websites. I know you're designing some great websites. I've seen them.
Yeah, congratulations, Richard.
Including mine.
Yeah,
and
mine
is. And I think
yeah.
the Sicilianaire.
Yeah.
Is the Sicilianaire Richard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sicilianaire is Joe's. Yeah.
No, but Richard designed it.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Richard, let me restate the question if I may, just so I'm clear. I think you asked that as a web designer who is also a marketing guy who uses words in the sites you design, how do you use words to promote and convey abundance consciousness?
Yeah,
is that your question?
Yeah, so it conveys not only that I'm being a good abundance conscious person, but so that it lives for other people.
Sure. Well, I do have some thoughts about that. Of course.
Go for it, Phil.
I'm surprised you've been as quiet as you have, though.
Well, so I think people are becoming increasingly lazy in their language and the structure of the words they use. And I think if you, well, let me take it off you and put it on me. When I read affirmative, declarative sentences that generally convey one idea, not complex sentences, I tend to be more clear and experience a more positive frame than when I read sentences that begin in the negative and are not declarative. They tend to ask questions, and so planting the seed of looking through something in a negative frame in my words, I think, conveys that message to the reader, even if on an unconscious level. The example would be, rather than saying, I don't think, blah, 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 I would say, I think that.
Mm-hmm.
So affirmative, declarative statements in writing, generally conveying one idea at a time, I think really work. And I think that as a web designer, and I'm sure you know this, that the images you convey on your sites are very impactful, and that people are more moved visually, most people, in terms of retention and emotion, than they are by reading words.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point. I'm glad you made it.
Great, great point. So, Richard, I have a couple of thoughts as well.
Okay.
One idea, you know, along with the affirmative and declarative, is writing in the present tense as much as is possible. The reader, when they're reading in the present tense, they're that much apt to internalize it as if it's going on now rather than the future. So it makes it more real for the person, a more real experience for the person. And then one other idea, because I work with these inner city youth kids and we help them create their plays and we do performances and stuff. And one thing I learned is improv, and the rules of improv is no negating, always adding on.
I missed that last point. The rule of improv?
Yeah, the rules of improv is no negating.
No negating.
No negating, yeah, and adding on.
So in constructing a website, you wouldn't make any ideas wrong.
Right, got it.
Right. If you were writing about a particular topic, write what's positive and constructive and affirm ideas, rather than pointing out the ideas with which you don't agree and making them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like brainstorming.
Okay. Do we have time for either clarification or an enhanced understanding opportunity?
Sure.
So you made a point, Janet, about the use of the present tense.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see what you think. If you take this on, there's a sentence that I just went right on Sicilianair.com webpage,
uh-huh.
And it says that Joe Romano has had authentic Sicilian cooking passed down to him. So how would you change it? Would you state it differently?
No, not that, but in terms of talking more about the future, I would take the future sentences or content and see how you would bring it to the present tense.
Here's an example, Richard.
Great.
So we know that your client, Joe, goes to people's houses and cooks at events for them and does his entertainment thing. And so rather than saying, if you hire Joe, he will... comment, just say, Joe does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is what Joe does versus this is what Joe will do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And I'm happy to help you with that, Richard.
Okay.
Now you've got some reading to do at all that text in your websites.
Well, I do that as part of my services, and I call it ownership editing.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's a very creative idea, I think, Janet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your feedback and suggestions, and thanks for being in my life.
Likewise, Richard. Wing your way to this coast soon, okay?
Okay, I'm heading to the West Coast in February, but I'm not sure if I will be in Seattle.
It's still on your list, though, right? thought you were thinking of moving to Seattle.
List of why, great places to visit or possible places to move.
Yeah.
Bold.
Come for a visit anytime, Richard.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye.
Richard was the first friend I made on the West Coast, folks, when I moved from Boston to San Francisco, and my life opened up. Phil and Lori and Randy and Judy and Elizabeth, and Richard was the first friend I made. And now he lives in Boston, which is kind of funny, but hey, Richard, thank you. So, folks, we have Lori Marcoux and Phil Holcomb on the line here as my guest from Extraordinary Learning, extraordinarylearning.com, and we're talking about abundance consciousness today, 877-876-5227, and from Canada, 888-815-9756. We're loving the calls, and again, free stuff. I'm giving away my newly published book, Me With Me, in ebook form. Just email me, janet@sightforsound.com. And I'll send it to you in a PDF format. I see I've gotten a lot of requests for my free ebook, so there you go. It's working. And there you go. So this is our yes.
Years ago, you moved from San Francisco down to Southern California.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to put you on the spot here. Okay.
Okay.
And you had your car and some stuff.
Yeah.
And you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were getting ready to build the next chapter of your life.
Yeah.
And so here you are now. All one need to do is go to your website to look at the success you're creating. So my question is, what are some of the workable positions you took, that is, ways of looking at your life as you were writing the next chapter and handling the challenges of getting your business up and running? What were some of the positions or frames you took?
Yeah, there's another caller.
Okay, so hold that question. I think we do have another caller. Hello.
Hi, it's Russ calling from Toronto.
Hi, so what is your name?
Forrest. I recognize Doris' voice.
Oh, hi, Oris.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Oris. Good, thank
hi,
you.
Hi, Oris. Thanks for your call.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Janet. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. What do you have for a question?
I have a question. Especially, Phil was talking about use of language. And I recently heard somebody talking about how they were not doing well because of the economy, and something about that didn't sound right to me. And I'm wondering if you have a suggestion of a better way to language that's more in alignment with an abundance mentality.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Would you repeat the question, please, Janet?
Sure. He recently heard somebody say, I'm not doing well because of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And Oris is wondering how he might help this person change that statement around, or the mindset around, with the language and bring it to an abundance type of language.
Mm-hmm. Well, the economy is what it is. And I do what I do, and I think it takes a little more effort perhaps for me to do what I do well. And I certainly am not going to be in effect when the economy takes its dips. The economy is up and down anyway. I don't want the economy to run me. I want to do what I do and do it even better when the economy is whatever it is.
Hey, Oris.
Hey, Phil.
So this person, I don't know who the person is, probably didn't sign up for your lecture. You know what I'm saying? And so in helping him or her, you might breed some resistance or be the source of some distance if you attempt to teach. But there is a way, I think, to help the person, and that's by being genuinely curious. When I hear someone say, I'm not doing well because of the economy, I think at least, that's very interesting. what does looking doing well mean to you? What does that look like for you? What's involved in that? And I think if a person's willing to engage in that conversation, he or she will begin to define some things other than money. And that opens the door for some conversation about where the person might focus some positive energy rather than being in resistance to the economy.
Great point, Phil.
Did you want any clarification, or did you have a question to follow your first?
What I'm hearing is another way to approach that would be to respond with curiosity, ask the person more questions about what they mean by their statements and what does doing well look like.
Yes. Because then when you ask a person a question, then they come to the answer on their own. And it's probably a question they've never asked themselves. And so it's an opportunity for them to look inside and come to the answer on their own. And as we all know about ownership, when we come to the answer on our own, there's a greater sense of ownership. And when there's a greater sense of ownership, there's a greater sense of freedom, which leads to the abundant consciousness.
Okay. Good answer.
What was that, Oris?
Good answer. Thank you.
It was. It was a great answer, Janet, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad I be of service. Do you have another question, Oris?
I do not at this time.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
Good hearing from you, Oris.
Yeah, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Good to hear your voices again.
Create a wonderful day for yourself.
Pardon?
I said create a wonderful day for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
And Janet, I think Phil had a question on the table. What were the workable positions you chose to adopt to be where you are now?
Including the abundant ones, because I know that you, as most of us have, most people at one time or another in their adult life, have really recreated themselves or, you know, turn the page on one chapter and begin to create a new chapter. And certainly that's what you did back in whenever, what year that was.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. And as I said, one only need speak with you or listen to your show or look at your website to know what you've created. So what were some of the frames or attitudes you adopted to help you get where you are in the last 3 years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, one thing that comes to mind is honoring the red flags. So we're all made with intuition, and it's there as our best friend. And I'll speak for me. Intuition is my best friend. And when I listen to it and I honor it, my life works better that way. So before, when I moved down here like 5 years ago and for a couple of years while I was down here, I was ignoring the red flags. I was ignoring the signal. So one change that I made in terms of abundance is to look at the red flags and the signals and to honor them. And that is an abundance consciousness of valuing myself and respecting myself and trusting myself. And that's really been huge for me. And that really is included in the Janet with Janet, the me with me idea, is giving to myself first is a way to create abundance, because I have more to give to others. And when I'm giving to others, as I'm good with myself, that creates enormous abundance in my, you know, in my community, in my city, and my relationships. So those are a couple of ideas. Another one really is, it really is an attitude of gratitude. This whole thing about present tense and being in the present and having faith and being bigger than my reasons. For example, being bigger than the reason of the economy. And really making choices. And so the attitude of gratitude is about being thankful for what I have. And that really is an expansion consciousness. It's this idea of expansion when I'm thankful and when I trust that everything is falling into place because I am, or while I am, really loving myself.
I know that was really helpful to the people listening.
Thank you.
Large or small, being the humans that we are, we go to places, large or small, that are opportunities to take a different path in the non-constructive sense. And reminding myself to be grateful for that which I have to really be aware. All of us have enough history in terms of red flags to really be aware of what's not working. Valuable,
mm-hmm.
valuable thinking.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is that another phone?
I think we have another caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Carrie Sim, and I live in Blaine, Washington.
Hi, Carrie Sim.
Hi
there. I think it's been a decade since I've seen you.
It's been 8 years, my dear.
Eight years, not quite a decade.
I still think of you in Arizona.
New Mexico, actually.
New Mexico.
Yeah, but
wow.
I called in because I listened to Janet talking about intuition.
Yes.
I actually lost the program for about 20 minutes and got it back and missed a bunch of stuff, but... And my intuition kind of bubbled up and said, I'm going to phone in and say hi to Phil and Lori.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice, Gary. Boy.
Well, I mean, in one of the things Janet said somewhere, either I read it on her website or it was said today, I hear your voice often. And I hear your voice often, Mr. Phil.
I'm thinking now of that wonderful afternoon we spent sitting on English Bay on logs talking and other times together. But I think of you often and miss you, Gary.
Well, I'm hearing you inviting folks to come and visit you. And since I live a couple hours north of Seattle now, I would like to be invited to come and visit you.
Absolutely.
You're invited.
Consider this an invitation.
And I also have to say... not only, again, I don't remember if I read it on Janet's website or whether she said it, because I was scrambling around for like 10 minutes trying to get the call back. But there was a change in my life after I met you guys. And even though I've slipped from some of the high places I was, I've never really lost that ownership thing. It's a difficult one to hang on to 100% of the time for me. And I've attempted to teach it to my kids. My daughter took the youth pursuit last year on Vancouver
mm-hmm.
Island.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets it, but she's 18, so.
Well, that's great.
She needs a little more life experience. Anyway, for anyone who's listening, these are great folks. And the things that are available through this, just simply the word ownership, are unbelievable. That's about it.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you,
Carrie. Oh, it's so great to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Come back anytime, 21st Century Leadership.
Drop me a note, or I'll write you and confirm your...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting kids and stuff over the Christmas season, but maybe early in the new year.
We're getting a couple kids over the Christmas season too.
Are you?
So that would be perfect.
Okay. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thanks,
take care.
Thanks, Janet, for doing this. It was a great opportunity for me, and mentioning intuition was the trigger for me too. I was just lurking before that.
You are so welcome, and email me if you want to keep in touch on the rest of my shows every other Tuesday at 2.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Terry is a fellow traveler in helping people be living richer lives.
Oh. Yeah. I met so many people in the 2 years that I was with you folks and traveled, and I think I attended over 25 courses, and I met so many amazing people. It's unbelievable, and that experience was so unique, and no one will ever have that experience again. And I talk about it often to my friends and family and clients, and the opportunity to sit in and participate and assist 21st century leadership courses over and over and over again, and just have so much fun. I mean, it's just so much fun, and it's such a unique experience for me, and I'm so grateful for that, Lori and Phil.
I like very much, Shannon, and thank you that you threw in the fun word.
Yes.
Because,
we have fun, too.
Yeah, because I think that people have a tremendous amount of fun in our courses, even while exploring where they want to go and how they're going to get there and what they've let be in their way in the past and all those kind of things. We still, as Lori says, put on our fun frame and laugh a lot.
It's so much fun, and you two have such a great sense of humor, and you know, it speaks to self-compassion. I think having fun and being playful really allows a person to be compassionate with themselves, and that, you know, that's an abundance mindset as well.
May I say something while it's on my mind?
Yeah, and
we
have 3 minutes,
so
go.
It's a little off topic, but 21st century leadership we talk about a lot, and I happen to know people who Google 21st century leadership, for example, won't necessarily find us. This is a flaw that obviously I want to change, but Extraordinary Learning, Lori Marcoux, or Phil Holcomb, they'll always find us.
Very good. I'm glad you mentioned that, and I think we have another caller. We have 3 minutes left. Hello, caller.
Hi, guys. It's Jay from Japan.
Yay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. You guys sound great. I just had a quick question. I know there's not a lot of time left, and it has to do with something that Kerry mentioned. It's very easy sometimes to drop out of this kind of abundance thinking.
Uh-huh.
Any suggestions for ways to stay in that mode other than just do it, or in addition to just do it?
When I really want to remember something, I have the word in front of me constantly, whether it's a screensaver or something. But if I choose to focus on anything in particular, I need to go back to it every time I'm aware I'm not there. And whatever I'm working on, I want to do my best to focus. And when I'm aware that I'm not focused, go back to it.
It's the repetition value, like sales.
Well, I'll ask for support when I need it, too. If I have people close to me and I let them know I'm challenged to focus in this particular area, give me a nudge if you think I'm not there. Ask for help.
I think one of the traps also, Jay, is that people who have really experienced high levels of abundance consciousness and ownership also tend to be quite hard on themselves when they experience themselves thinking or acting otherwise. And Janet's comment about compassion earlier, I think, is an important one. If I'm willing, when I catch myself feeling fearful or not abundant or victimized, if I cut myself some slack and acknowledge it as only being human, and then just remind myself to make a different choice in that moment, I think that's a very workable approach. The more I stay in resistance to my own thinking and behavior, the more it reinforces it.
Great, thank you.
Good to hear from you, Jay.
Good to hear you guys, all your voices.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
Stay in touch.
Thank you, guys.
Or get back in touch. It's been a while.
That was Jay from Japan. Well, we have about 30 seconds left, and I would love to have this show go on for another 5 hours. I'm having so much fun. Lori and Phil, thank you so very much for taking the time out. I think this is my favorite show in the last year and a half, and I think you created great value for the listeners. Please, listeners, go to extraordinarylearning.com and find out more about Lori Marcoux and Phil Holcomb, my extraordinary mentors, friends, teachers, confidants, and your life will begin anew, and abundance consciousness is here for all of us. It really is just a matter of choice. My next show is December 16th, 2 p.m. PST, 5 p.m. EST. Lori and Phil, any last quick words?
Good to talk to you, Janet. Hope to see you soon.
Congratulations on all the good work you're doing, Janet, and to your listeners. Everyone go to sightforsound.com, order Janet's new book. She'll send it to you in ebook form. Read it, and then buy lots of them for Christmas for your people.
And we'd love to see everyone for New Year's.
Great.
We have a 2-day program. We'd love for all of you to join us.
All right. Take
care.
Thanks
again, Janet, for including us. Really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you all next time. Bye.